he's going to take it himself for a championship. A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCutcheon touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Mount Lebanon High School. Tonight, the NFHS Network and the WJPA Sports Network present the WPIAL Class 6A Girls Basketball Semifinals as the number one overall seed and the defending WPIAL champions, the Norwin Knights, take on the number four Cannon Mac Big Macs in their first ever trip to the WPIAL semifinals. Tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County, by Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you, by Bud Bear Buick GMC, Route 19 South, Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Nate Rigotti alongside Scott Moore for tonight's semifinal broadcast, as well as our producer Eric Bennett, our cameraman Cam Pritz and Chris Fox, and Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios, as this game also being brought to you on WJPA AM 1450. The Big Macs 14-8 overall this season, earning the number four seed in the WPIAL bracket. The Norwin Knights 14-7. Scott, Norwin beat this Cannon Mac team twice. They come out of the same section, but you never know what could happen in the WPIL playoffs.
Well, you know what they say. It's hard to beat someone three times. And that's basically what's going to happen here tonight if Norwin wants to move into the finals and get back to that championship game at Pete. This is kind of a fun story for Cannon McMillan. All right, it's been a while for them. And the community's got to be just absolutely going bananas about this. And they've got two games they can play. They're playing two no matter what. They need one win to get to the state. But they would love to get this one tonight.
It was an electric atmosphere at Cannon McMillan the other night in the quarterfinal matchup to earn their spot here, including a buzzer beater at the end of the first half. Cannon McMillan defeating Butler 58-41, a decisive win for the Big Macs. And you talk about how big this is for the community. First time Cannon Mac's been here to the semifinals. Boy, already looking like a great crowd here tonight.
Oh, it's going to be a great crowd for this. And this is one of those nights where sometimes the nerves kind of take a hold of you a little bit. I guarantee you that first game was probably played at Cannon Mac, I mean, it was positive.
Yeah.
It was. All right. So now they're on the road. They're in a neutral site. The nerves, and it's going to be the first 5 minutes are going to tell us a lot on how Cannon Mac comes out in this ball game.
Well, I actually got to see the Cannon McMillan team after that game at Buffalo Wild Wings, was able to share a video of the buzzer beater with Lauren Barella, and you could just see the smiles on their face, how excited they were to win that playoff game and get here to the semifinals. They haven't won a playoff game since 2015. They had seven straight seasons where they didn't even make the playoffs. This is huge for the Big Macs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the program's been down, but it's up now. And, let's give credit where credit's due.
That's right.
It's the head coach who's gotten these girls together and getting them going, John Fontana. So John's got a nice group, and like I said earlier, you got that very first few minutes of this ball game. It's going to tell you a lot about how Cannon Mac can come out in this.
Norwin, though, has been here before, defending champions, three WPIL titles for the Norwin Knights. They start four seniors in their starting five. Cannon McMillan does not have a senior on the roster. You're not going to see a bunch of leadership out of Cannon Mac. They're young, but they're hungry.
Yes, they are. And speaking of Norwin, with those seniors, boy, it's hard to beat those teams when they've got, like, you know, sometimes you're going to have, like, 18-year-olds playing against, like, 15 and 16-year-olds. That maturity level is big, all right? So we'll just see how this thing plays out as the night goes on. Norwin's going to be awful tough to beat, though.
No doubt about it. A good Norwin Knight team here at Mount Lebanon. We're going to step aside, take a look at some of the key players for these two teams when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buick and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Baer.
Just eight teams in the entire Class 6A girls basketball bracket. The other teams playing tonight, Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon. Winner of that one being played at 7 o'clock tonight at Bethel Park, will head to the Peterson Events Center on Saturday to take on the winner of our game here today. Norwin getting here after a 52-30 win over North Allegheny. We talked about Cannon Max, 58-40 win, 41 win over Butler on their home gym. Madison Clair led all scores with 16 points. Sam Miller added 13, including a couple of triples. And, of course, the Lauren Barella made three-quarter court shot to beat the buzzer just before halftime. We had that game for you here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network. Tom Drakely was on the call for that one, Scott, and he just kept raving about how great Cannon Mack looked. It had been a long time since Cannon Mack had looked that good. They're going to have to carry that here tonight against a Norwin team that has beat them twice. A big win for Norwin once and a close one. A 56-40 victory for the Knights and a 32-30 win for Norwin, just squeaking one out by two. Coach Brian Brzezinski said he wants to dictate the tempo early in this one. So I expect Norwin to come out and try to control the basketball, maybe a full court press, you know, just trying to keep things up pace.
Yeah, he probably wants to keep the over-under around probably around 75 points, 70 points. They don't want to get in a running battle with these guys. Okay, 32-30, keep it like there, and we'll see how this thing turns out for the Big Macs.
All of the semifinalists are out of the same section in Class 6A. Just two sections. It's the big schools, not a ton of them. But all four were out of Section 2. Norwin won the section at 9-1. St. Clair was 8-2. Cannon Mack 6-4. Mount Lebanon 5-5. All of them with at least 14 wins. Upper St. Clair has 17. The Big Macs average 47 points a game each time that they lost to Norwin. They did not hit that mark. Getting set for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups for you. It's the Class 6A girls basketball semifinals here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Nothing new for the folks from North Huntington, but the folks from Cannonsburg have really showed up across the way, making some noise for their team being introduced onto the floor right now. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups presented by the Observer Reporter. For the Big Macs, we'll see 5'10 junior Madison Clare, 5'5 junior Sam Miller, 5'7 junior Lauren Barella, 5'8 junior Olivia Ross, and 5'10 sophomore Faye Sanders. Again for Cannon Mac, it's Clare, Miller, Barella, Ross, and Sanders. Big Macs led by head coach John Fontana. For the Norwin Knights in their home jerseys, the white uniform is the number one overall seed. We'll see the 5'11 senior Avery Brzeski, 5'9 senior Kendall Berger, 5'7 senior Bella Furno, 5'9 junior Ava Christopher, and 5'10 senior Lexi Heller. Again, for the Norwin Knights, Brzeski, Berger, Furno, Christopher, and Heller. Norwin led by head coach Brian Brzeski. We're going to step aside one more time. We'll have tip-off for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
We are ready to go here in Mount Lebanon. Cannon Mac in their royal blue, white numerals trimmed in gold. Norwin in their white uniforms, dark blue numbers. Norwin across the chest, also trimmed in a Vegas gold. Barella Sanders stands in on the right side. On the left side will be Avery Brzeski for Norwin. Officials get set, and we are ready to go. The Class 6A girls basketball semifinals here on WJPA and NFHS. Opening tip controlled by Norwin. Left side, here's Kendall Berger, 1,000-point scorer for the Norwin Knights. Left side, it comes to Heller into the far corner. Bringing it out is Christopher. Cross-court pass to Brzeski for three, and it's nothing but net to start the ball game.
Man-to-man pressure from Cannon Mack.
3-0 Norwin. Beautiful possession by Norwin. Now nearly losing the basketball was Miller. Able to gather it here is Clare, and the back bucket up and good.
Nice move. Madison Clare going right down the right side of the lane.
Less than a minute into the game. Each team with a bucket now. 3-2. Norwin leads. Knights bring up the possession. Right side in the corner here is Brzeski, and her pass stolen away. Barella comes away with it. Lauren Barella trying to take it coast-to-coast. Nice dish off late. Shot doesn't go there for Sanders, and Norwin gets the rebound.
Yeah, missed opportunity there. They had a 2-on-1.
Dribbling right side now. With it is Furno. And Furno's pass knocked away, and they're going to say Cannon Mac basketball. Defense. 6:46 to play, first quarter.
Man-man pressure as well from the Norwin Knights.
Here's Sanders with it at the top of the key. Left elbow, drives in left lane, off the glass. Shot doesn't go, and an offensive foul called against Sanders.
Good call.
First foul against the Big Macs in this opening quarter. 6:35 to play. No full court pressure from the Big Macs as they get back. Bring it up the floor here for Norwin is Ava Christopher. To Brzezinski, now to Heller. Left side, it goes to Christopher again. Back to the top of the key, open off the screen. Furno for three. That shot no good. Rebounded by Madison Clare. Cannon Mack brings it the other way. Barella at the top of the key, dribbles to the right. Now hands the ball off to Miller. Miller left side, it comes to Clare. Madison Clare, three on one, picks up her dribble, and that ball knocked away. A great steal by Avery Brzezinski.
Good job, though, on the defensive side by Norwin early in this game. They're drawing the charge. Couple of blocks. Tough defense.
3-2 still to score.
Ooh,
and
offense.
There's another offensive foul. This one on Norwin. The push-off called on Ava Christopher.
That was an easy one. Yeah, she stuck that forearm out there and pushed her away. Anytime the referee sees that forearm go off like just like that, it's an automatic call. They're going to call it every time.
Cannon Mack gets the basketball back, moving from right to left. Left side with a Barella on the wing. Barella beyond the perimeter now picks up her dribble at the foul line. Passes right side to Ross. Ross takes it to the baseline, has to get rid of it, gets it back to Barella on the right wing. Barella into the corner. It goes back to Ross. Swing it around, and that pass tipped away. Another steal here by Norwin, taking it the distance and laying it up and in from the left side. It's Ava Christopher. 5-2 Norwin.
Couple of turnovers early in this game by Cannon Mack, and another one.
There is another one. This one taken away by Avery Brzezinski. She'll slow things up from the right wing. Passes it back to Furno for three. That one off the mark. Rebounded by Cannon Mack. Big Macs bring it the other way. Left side with it is Clare beyond the arc. Goes to the top of the key to Sanders just inside. Long two-point shot off the back of the iron. No good, and rebounded by Berger. Berger brings it the other way. Going to take it all the way herself. Nice dish off at the end. And one. Lexi Heller lays it in.
Checking in the ball game is going to be Isabella Babitsky. And I didn't catch the other one there.
Heller at the free throw line. Trying to add on to a Norwin lead here in the semifinals. Shot is up and off the mark. Offensive rebound, though, for Kendall Berger. Norwin can reset. Driving in left side now is Christopher. Out for the three. Off the mark, no good from Brzezinski. And it's Babitsky who grabs the rebound for Cannon Mack. 7-2, Norwin leads the Big Macs. 4:24 to play, first quarter. Left side with it. On the wing is Madison Clare for Cannon Mack. Clare brings it back out to the top of the key. Now finds a lane, passes it off along the baseline. With it, little bunny shot from right in front of the rim. Doesn't go for Isabella Babitsky, and Norwin gets the rebound.
Something's falling right now for Cannon Mack. They've had a couple good shots in there, just not going in.
Said Norwin wanted to control the tempo. That's exactly what's happened so far. Out of control, driving in right side. That shot blocked. Kendall Berger goes crashing out of bounds beyond the baseline. Norwin inbounds along the baseline. Bring it out to Christopher. Christopher dribbling, top of the key, left side it goes to Bella Furno. Now a jumper from the left elbow by Berger goes. It's good, 9-2 Norwin.
Might want to call a timeout here. Just get everything kind of settled down here.
3.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter, 9-2 Norwin. And a pass to the baseline. Clare had to scramble just to get to it. Somehow gets a pass off, and it's a bunny that's good from the right side from Babitsky.
Off the bench with 2 points.
9-4. Norwin brings it up the floor quickly. Christopher, left side. Here's Furno. Back to Christopher. Jumper from the right elbow off the back of the rim. No good. Great rebound. The scoop shot draws the foul. It doesn't fall, but two shots coming now for Elizabeth Jurosic. Third team foul against Cannon Mack in the first quarter. Jurosic at the line, the 5'10 sophomore. First shot rattles in. Makes it 10-4. Furno has a seat for Norwood. Second shot coming here for Jurosic. It's good. 11-4. Lady Knights lead, Cannon Mack. 3 minutes to play, opening quarter. Lauren Borrello, the junior, brings it up the floor. Pass right side to Claire. Claire steps into the perimeter, picks up the dribble. Great backdoor cut. Drawing the foul is Sam Miller.
Oh, great move on that baseline, too. She did a little V cut. Did that little V cut there on that corner and went right in behind that a layup and got fouled as she went in for the shot.
Second team foul against Norwood in this quarter. First shot up and good for Miller. It's 11-5. Second shot. That one off the front of the rim and in. Substitution as Sanders checks back in for Cannon Mack. And having a seat is Brooke Stanton. Avery Brzezeski checks the ball in to Ava Christopher. Christopher across the timeline, up the left side, comes to the top of the key, just going to take the three herself, misses wide left, rebound, put back. That one doesn't go for Norwin, and fighting for the rebound is Sanders for Cannon Mack. Her pass up the floor, knocked out of bounds by Norwin. It stays with the Big Macs. 2.5 minutes to play in this first quarter. 11-6, Norwin leads.
One thing I've noticed is Norwin is really crashing the boards on the offensive side. They're getting some second chance opportunities.
Some soft press here from Furno. Pass to Claire went through her hands. She grabs it. Now Borrello with it. Dish it off to Sanders. Sanders, tough shot. Misses. Rebound off the fingertips of Borrello and out of bounds. A little over 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Kendall Berger brings it up the floor for Norwin. Berger dribbling. Goes left side to Jurosic. Jurosic hands it off now to Furno. Bella Furno. Tremendous standout basketball player at Norwin. Left side now with it. Berger. Fadeaway shot good.
Boy, nice move. Boy, that was a nice move.
Reason why she's a 1,000-point scorer for the Knights. Left side. Claire has it knocked away. Stays with Cannon Mack along the baseline. Checking in now for Cannon Mack is Olivia Ross coming back into the game as Babitsky will have a seat. 1:41 remaining on the clock in the opening quarter. 13-6 Norwin. Left side. Ross thought about the three. Now gives it to Borrella. Borrella at the top of the key is left wide open for three. Off the rim it doesn't go. Rebound batted around along the baseline. And they say it goes to Norwin. Christopher will check back in now for the Knights.
Number 30, Ava Christopher.
Cannon Mack had a hard time setting up any type of offense. Norwin wanted to control the tempo.
They're doing it. I mean, they are. They're controlling it a little bit here.
Here's the full court pressure. Christopher with it in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Berger. Back to Christopher, who takes it across midcourt. Christopher, double team, trapped on the far sideline. And I believe a jump ball called, and the arrow will favor the Big Macs.
That's one of those presses that you, it's not so much you want to pressure them in the backcourt. You just want to kind of get them across the line and then pow, then you jump right on them. And that's what happened and it worked out.
Cannon Mack trailing 13-6 with the basketball, approaching a minute remaining in the opening quarter. Right side, Claire with it. Claire takes it. Picks up the dribble with the foul line, passes into Sanders, back out to Claire. Driving in left side, has the ball poked away, and she draws a foul. It'll be the third team foul on Norwin in this opening quarter with under a minute to play now.
One of the things I've noticed when Claire gets the ball they're doubling down on her. Okay, they're coming right at her. So they're getting a lot of help on the defensive side as Norwin.
5'10 senior Lexi Heller checking back in for Norwin. Jurosic has a seat. Barella inbounds it. Has it now on the left wing. Brings it back out. Finds Ross underneath, high off the glass. The shot doesn't go. Rebound batted around and into the hands of Christopher. Furno now across midcourt. Norwin moving from left to right with it. 35 seconds on the clock. Christopher out to Brzezeski. Brzezeski with contact and an offensive foul called on Avery Brzezeski. 30 seconds remaining in the quarter. 14 fouls now on Norwin. Cannon Mack with the basketball trailing 13-6.
Put that forearm up like that. They're going to call it 90% of the time.
Here's Barella bringing it up the floor. Into the far corner to Sanders. Sanders drives in, puts up a shot from 8 feet away that doesn't go. Heller swiping for the rebound. It comes out to Barella. To Claire, left open for three. Left wing, too strong. Rebound loose in the far corner. Heller grabs it in either a jump ball or a travel, and they get her with the walk as she was out of control.
Good call.
8 seconds remaining in the quarter. Cannon Mack saves the possession as Heller has the turnover. Barella now will inbound from the far corner. Claire to Barella at the 10-foot volleyball line. 2 seconds on the clock. She'll put up a desperation shot that goes off the clock above the scoreboard, or above the backboard, and that brings the first quarter to an end. With a score, Norwin 13, Cannon Mack 6. We're back in a moment here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
High school basketball on the WJPA Sports Network being presented by The Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. We begin the second quarter. Norwin gets the basketball at midcourt, leading Cannon Mack 13-6 in his Class 6A girls basketball semifinal. Here we go. On the far sideline, you see a great crowd in here at Mount Lebanon. Big gymnasium packed in already. A boys 5A semifinal between Churchiers Valley and Montour coming up next here on NFHS. Berger with it at the top of the key. Takes it to the right side. Puts up a 14-foot shot off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Barella. Furno fighting for it, though, in the backcourt, creating some chaos there. Cannon Mack able to get it across, though, as Olivia Ross has it now on the left block. Dribbles around the defender, but too hard off the glass. Shot doesn't go, and fighting for the rebound is Kylie Rodkey. Now a scoop shot drawing the foul right side as Berger. She'll head to the free throw line.
Cannon Mack missed about four of them underneath the basket there, and their shots are being altered on some pretty good help defense from the Norwin Knights. Berger to shoot a couple.
Berger at the line for a pair. First shot, up and good. Makes it 14-6. Opening minute of the second quarter. Season does not come to an end for the loser tonight. Second shot, no good. Rebounded by Cannon Mack, and then a foul on Norwin trying to go after the basketball. I think this will be on Heller. First team foul on Norwin, so a foul apiece in less than a minute into the second quarter. Cannon Mack gets the basketball. They'll pick him up at half court. Lauren Barella.
Still man-to-man.
Sanders, right side to Ross. Ross on the wing. Oh. Almost a bad pass. It does get it to Miller, who kicks it to the corner to Barella. Barella dribbling. Has to bring it back out. Cross-court pass to Claire. Claire takes it to the far baseline. Too far underneath the hoop. Trying to get something off. Bad shot that doesn't go.
A lot of pressure on that three-point line coming from Norwin.
Rebounded by Christopher, who gets it out to Furno now on the right wing for Norwin. Furno, top of the key. Guarded by Barella. Into the corner it comes to Christopher. Christopher now picks it up at the right elbow. Kick it back out to Furno for three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound to the far corner. Fought for Olivia Ross. Had originally had it. They're going to say she's the one who knocked it out of bounds. Brzezinski will check back in now for Norwin. 6.5 minutes remaining in the first half. 14-6. Norwin leaves Cannon Mack, and we have a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Cannon Mack using its first timeout. Trailing 14-6, lost control of the basketball there off the rebound. Cannon Mack just hasn't been able to get into a flow yet.
No, they haven't. There's a lot of pressure. What Norwin's doing, they're putting a lot of pressure around that three-point line. Every pass is being contested. And then when they get underneath, when they're able to get underneath, they're getting a lot of good help defense.
Berger at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Furno. Three-point shot off the rim. No good. Skying for the rebound is Madison Clare for Cannon Mack. Barella will bring it up the floor. She's at midcourt at the logo. Dribbles to the left side. Passes it to Ross, who nearly lost it. Able to gather it, though. Waits for a play to develop. Top of the key comes to Clare. Well defended. Bounce pass to Barella. Far corner for three. That one's short. And Christopher gets the rebound. Barella tried to get it, but Christopher steals it away. Christopher lays it underneath for Furno. Furno well defended on the block by Ross. Norwin has to bring it back out. To Brzezinski, right side for three. That's off the rim. Another offensive rebound for Norwin. Furno feeds it in to Christopher, who makes the shot underneath.
A lot of opportunities.
Double-digit lead now for Norwin with 5.5 minutes to play in the opening half. Left side with it here is Claire. Sanders, top of the key. Back to Claire, left side. To Miller. Miller dribbling at the 10-foot volleyball line. Passes right side to Sanders. Picks up her dribble at the free throw line. Back out to Claire now. To Barella in the far side. Trying to feed it into Claire on the block. Lost the basketball. Barella gets it, but she's going to get called for a travel.
Lost control of it. Just a little bit, and that caused the turnover.
Just over 5 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Full court pressure here by Cannon Mack.
Every shot that Cannon Mack's been coming up with has been contested.
Furno to Christopher. Christopher has a lane right side, and Barella just very sneakily came in there and knocked that ball away. Out of bounds off of Cannon Mack. Norwin keeps the possession. Berger inbounds, and it goes right into the hands of Ross. Tried to feed it to Heller, and Olivia Ross is right there to take it.
Yeah.
Look what I found.
Look what I got in my hands.
Sanders, long two-point shot left side air ball, and it's off the hands of Ross and out of bounds. Just over 4.5 minutes remaining now in this second quarter. 16-6. It's a double-digit lead for Norwin for a chance to play for another WPIL championship.
Tell you what, the defense of Norwin is just giving Cana McMillan fits. Absolute fits.
Full court pressure. Two teams out of the same section met twice. Norwin won both of them. One handedly, the other a squeak out win 32-30. Heller in the paint, off the glass. Shot doesn't go. Rebounded by Claire. Here's Barella at the top of the key for Ken and Mack. Into the paint, kick it out. Back out to Claire. Claire doesn't use the screen, dribbles to the right side. Kick it back to Ross, left open for three. That one too strong. Rebound to Christopher, and a foul on Cannon Mack there going after the loose basketball.
That's really the first shot that Cannon Mack has been able to get that no one's been kind of around him. Ross had an open three there and just a little bit strong on it.
I will say Norwin's been very aggressive on the boards. Great rebounding team.
A lot of this has to do with the fact they got seniors out there, too.
Four seniors on the floor. Cannon Mack doesn't have one on the roster.
Yeah.
Defending WPIL champions, two starters from that team. Berger, three, right side, good. 19-6, Norwin. 3:40 remaining in the second quarter. Beautiful shot by Berger. Trying to match her here. That shot no good from Brooke Stanton.
They just can't get a shot down.
Christopher, top of the key. Dribbles left side. Spin move. Shot. Floater doesn't go. Rebounded by Barella. Barella up the floor to Clayton. And that long pass tipped away and out of bounds off the hands of Berger of Norwin. 3:14 remaining in the half. Glad to have you along here on the WJPA Sports Network, online, WJPA.com, on NFHS and on 1450 AM. Stanton with it. Little indecisiveness now. A nice cut by Claire off the glass. It rattles in. Cannon Mack makes it 19-8. Long pass up the floor. Norwin able to gather it, though. Furno thought about the quick three. Now to Berger for three. That one off the front of the rim. Barella tips the rebound. It's loose, and somehow Berger comes up with it. Kick it out to Brzezeski. Left side, three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound underneath. Berger is blocked. Norwin still another rebound, and the Knights are able to reset.
They're controlling the ball. Plus, they're getting long rebounds,
yep,
too.
Brzezeski. Bring it out to Berger. Berger directing traffic. Will hand it off to Furno. No, fake that. Give it back to Furno for three. Straight on. Too strong off the back of the rim. And Barella skies for the rebound. Lauren Barella pushing the issue now for the Big Macs. Picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass to Stanton. She'll put it on the deck. Now bring it back out. Here's Miller. Finds a lane. Left side. Off the glass. No good. But the putback is there for Babitski. 19-10 is Cannon Mack trying to claw its way back into this basketball game with 1:45 left on the clock in the opening half. Christopher going to waste some time here. Now takes it into the paint, kick it out. Furno, corner to Brzezeski, back around it comes to Berger for three, and it's good. Berger excited about that one. Drains it, makes it 22-10 Norwin.
11 points. She has half of them.
Top of the key, Sam Miller has it for Cannon Mack. Over to Stanton on the right wing. Stanton brings it back out to Miller. Miller one-on-one with Furno. Lost control of the basketball. Gets it to Babitski, who drives in off the glass. And good and one for Isabella Babitski.
Things are starting to fall now for the Big Macs. They're starting to get a little rhythm now on the offensive side.
Jurosik checks in now. Heller going to check in as well for Norwin. Minute remaining here in the second quarter. Approaching halftime. 22-12. Norwin still with a double-digit lead. A foul shot to come here for Babitski after the and one. It's nothing but net. 22-13 the score. A minute on the clock. They didn't start the clock. There it goes. A couple of seconds run off now.
Babitski, by the way, the leading scorer for Canada Mac, and she's off the bench.
Got to do it any way you can. Trailing by nine here. Norwin with 43 seconds left on the clock. Christopher, back to Berger. She's been hot tonight. Tell you what, Norwin's not afraid to shoot the threes.
No.
Cannon Mack coming out to defend Berger. Heller sets the screen. Berger gives it to Christopher. Ava Christopher with it. Back to Berger. Berger at the top of the key. 20 seconds left in the half. Norwin trying to hold for one shot. Berger now drives right side. She gets hacked. Hard contact. She goes to the floor, and she'll shoot two. Just the third team foul against Cannon Mack in the second quarter.
The blue and gold across the way, Cannon Mack fans didn't like that, but that was a hack.
13 seconds left in the half. Berger at the line to shoot two. First shot good. Back to a double-digit lead.
Probably the wrong one to have at the line.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's a pretty good player.
Been a lot of fun to watch Kendall Berger, the senior for Norwin here tonight. Second shot, good as well. Checking in for Cannon Mack here is Bella Urso.
13 points in the first half for Berger.
Isabella Urso along the baseline. Full court pressure here by the Knights. Nine seconds on the clock. Cannon Mack, one last possession here. Barella hit the buzzer beater before. Comes out to Miller. Miller defended well. Puts up a shot at the last second. And it does not fall. At the break, Norwin 24, Cannon McMillan 13 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Back here at Mount Lebanon, site of a doubleheader here in the WPIL playoffs. Our game first here on WJPA. The 6A girls basketball semifinals. Norwin with a 24-13 lead over the Cannon Mack Big Macs. Hard for Cannon Mack to really get any type of offense moving in that one. Norwin has controlled this basketball game.
Yeah, they have. They've controlled it, and you got to give credit for two things. First off, the defensive side. They're getting great help defense, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the edges. Okay, so there's not a lot of room there for Cannon Mack to run their offense. Secondly, you got to think about this. I think the maturity level
sure
has a lot to do with it. You got four seniors out there for Norwin. You got a young, exciting team from Cannon McMillan. But, I mean, they're having a tough time with those little, they've missed about four or five little bunnies underneath the basket, but they're getting kind of like harassed as they're going up, too. So, Cannon Max has got to settle down. And I know that's easy to say, but you got to remember, these are very young kids here from Cannon McMillan.
Well, Norwin said coming in they wanted to control the tempo the Lady Knights have from the opening tip, that they have controlled the floor. Winner of this one moves on to play for a WPIL championship. They'll take on the winner of Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon on Saturday, 5 p.m. at the Peterson Event Center on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. Loser of this one, though, is not done.
No.
But they're not guaranteed into the state playoffs. Whoever wins tonight is guaranteed a trip into the PIAA playoffs. The loser has to go to a consolation game against the loser of the other semifinal in St. Clair and Lebo. The winner of that consolation game gets into the state playoffs. The loser then goes home. Only three coming out of Class 6A girls basketball. Not a huge classification.
No. The whole entire western side of the state is basically small school and like 4-5A schools.
Yeah.
There's not many 6A schools on this side of the state. Thus, that's how they do that. I mean, that's how they go around and they decide on how many things. Like in girls softball, we only get one.
Right.
To go to state.
Right.
That's it. I mean, one team goes to state in girls softball, but you get like four or five in like double and I think 5A, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing here. It's fun. It's a fun little thing that game where it's going to be. All right. Hopefully Cannon Mac can come back into this thing. So we'll see how the second half turns out.
24-13, the lead for Norwin at halftime. You have some stats there.
Yeah.
Leading scorer in this ball game.
Well, leading scorer. Let's talk about Norwin. It's Kendall Berger. She's doing it all right now for the Knights. She has 13 points. She's 3-for-4 at the line. She leads the way. 4 points for Ava Christopher, and then a three-pointer from Avery Brzeski. 2 points each from Lexi Heller. And off the bench, Elizabeth Yersik also has 2 points. For the Cannon Mac, Big Max, their leading scorer is off the bench. It's Isabel Babitsky. She has 7 points in the ballgame. 4 points for Madison Clare, and 2 points, 2-for-2 at the line, for Samantha Miller. First quarter, 13 points, 11 points for the Norwin Knights in the second, and 6-7 for the Big Max.
Here at the break, we'll have second half action for you coming up here in just a minute. Do want to tell our folks watching on NFHS as well, we've got the 5A boys basketball game coming up on the online stream. The number one team, maybe in the state, Montour, in the 5A boys taking on Chartiers Valley after this. Scott and I are going to hang around and call that on the NFHS stream when we sign off of WJPA. Excited for the boys game after this as well. This is just a fun time.
Oh yeah, this is a great time. I mean, you can't. This is what it's all about. This right here, the quarterfinals, semifinals, it's fun.
Oh,
it's fun. This is fun basketball.
No doubt. And the crowd already jam packed in here. See the crowd for Chartiers Valley and Montour starting to trickle in as well. We're at the break here in the Class 6A girls basketball semifinal. Norwin 24, Cannon McMillan 13. We're back in a moment here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Baer.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
For our WJPA listening audience, coming up at 6:45, Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely are at Moon tonight to bring you the Class 5A boys basketball semifinals. The number 6 Peters Township Indians taking on the number 10 Mars Area Planets. Boy, a great chance for Peters Township to get to the Peterson Event Center. The girls have already clinched their spot after a win over Thomas Jefferson the other night, the other afternoon, right here at Mount Lebanon on Saturday. They'll play down at the Pete, and now the boys with a chance to play at the Pete as well. Baldwin was the section winner there at, against Peters Township. They got upset in the first round. Peters did not have to meet Baldwin in the semifinal, and now a great shot for the number 6 seed Indians to get to the Peterson Event Center and play for a championship. And again, they'll play the winner of our game that's coming up after the Cannon Mac girls and Norwin girls here, Montour and Chartiers Valley in Class 5A. Things wrapping up at halftime on the hardwood. A couple of folks checking in. The teams in their huddles getting set for the second half. Norwin leading Cannon McMillan 24-13 at the break. I think Cannon Mac has to clean some things up, take care of the basketball a bit, try to control the tempo more than Norwin has, and that's tough to do. This Norwin team, I got to tell you, Scott, looks really, really good.
Well, you got to make good passes. You got to catch the ball. Those are some of the things that we noticed in that first, especially what we mentioned before the game, that first 5 minutes. A lot of couple passes, get kind of errant passes, couple passes that actually made it to the hands, kind of bounced off the hands. And that usually tells you one thing, that, you know, there's a lot of nerve.
Third quarter, Mount Lebanon comes out. It'll be Cannon Mac's basketball to begin this second half. Trailing 24-13, the Knights led 13-6 after the end of one. 8 minutes on the clock, Cannon Mac inbounds at midcourt, and we're back underway. Second half action from Mount Lebanon. Cannon Mac now moving left to right. Barella hands it off to Claire. Back to Barella. Right side to Sanders. Faye Sanders. Comes to Babitsky. To Claire for three. Left side. It's good. Great start for the Big Macs. It's Madison Claire.
That's what they needed. Something like that.
Full court pressure here from Cannon Mac. Christopher. Long pass up to Berger. Berger, far sideline, going to put a shoulder down, drive in, tries to kick it out to Heller, and that's a kicked ball that will stay with Norwin.
That's a bad break for Cannon Mac. That's a terrible break.
Crowd was already ready to erupt.
Yeah. It's a good call. It was just a bad break.
24-16, Norwin with the basketball and the lead. Inbound comes to Christopher, to Heller, top of the key. Swing it left side to Brzeski. Now to Berger. Berger to Furno, open for three, left side, just off the rim, long rebound, and Claire grabs it. Great start for Madison Claire. Barella now directing traffic. Claire on the left wing, drives this one in. No call, no jump ball.
Nothing. No foul. Now some contact along the baseline, and it goes off of Norwin. How about that sequence?
That's really the first big break that Kenna Mack's gotten in this ball game.
Just a minute into the second half. Barella's got to get it in. Finally does to Claire. Bunny off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Berger of Norwin. Knights bring it the other way. Here's Christopher. Into the perimeter. Cross-court pass to Brzezinski for three. Right side. No good. And the long rebound comes to Claire. Barella runs the point. 6.5 minutes to play third quarter. Kennemack trailing 24-16. Babitski with it. Going to drive far baseline. Pick up the dribble. Out to Sanders on the left wing.
She had a shot there.
Sanders picks up her dribble. Guarded by Heller. Gets it to Claire. Claire looking for somewhere to go with it. Count has started. She's got to make a move. Now to Barella. Barella in the perimeter. Comes out to Miller. Back out to Barella. Cannon Mack having a good possession here, but a bad pass off the foot of Barella. Norwin gets the steal. Inferno going to finish it off. On the other side, no! She missed the easy layup. Did not see that coming from Ferno. Cannon Mack brings it the other way. Sanders gives it to Babitski for three. Nothing but net!
Uh-oh!
Five-point basketball game.
Uh-oh.
24-19. Way to capitalize off the missed easy layup by Ferno for Cannon Mack. Now Berger going to silence the crowd. A three from the left side.
She is solid.
My goodness, clutch there.
You can't let her touch the ball.
Gets Norwin going here in the second half. 27-19 now, Knights lead. Right side, Miller tries to pass it into the paint. Ball knocked away. Loose ball is a jump ball. The arrow favors Norwood. A couple of big plays by Cannon Mack to start this second half. The three by Berger silenced the Cannon Mack crowd a bit. With 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter, Norwood with the lead in the basketball. 27-19. Christopher brings it across the timeline. Uses the screen of Heller, dribbles left side, now hands it off to Berger. Berger in the perimeter, scoop shot right side. That doesn't go. Rebound off the hands of Heller. It will belong to Cannon Mack. Knights get back. No pressure here. Ball comes in to Sanders, now back to Barella. Barella calling out the play from the backcourt. She brings it to the logo. Crosses midcourt. One-handed pass comes near side to Miller. Miller back at the 10-foot volleyball line. Top of the key to Barella. Barella spinning, dribbles, picks up. Now gives it to Babitski, who has a lane and draws a foul. She'll head to the line and shoot two.
Little give and go. Now you got to knock these down.
First foul of the quarter for either team comes with 4:22 to play in the third quarter. Babitski at the line. Great night for her off the bench, keeping Cannon Mack in this one. First shot, off the rim, no good. See the frustration for her as checking in now for Norwin will be Jurosik. Second shot here by Babitski is good. 27-20, 7-point lead for Norwin. After the one foul shot by Babitski. Full court pressure broken by Norwin. Berger open, three, left side. That one a bit short. Rebound though by Christopher. Back out to Berger. Got a bump, no foul call, and it's rebounded by Barella on the missed shot. Barella takes it the other way. Christopher comes out high to Garter. Left side it goes to Miller, to Sanders. Swing it right side now to Madison Clare. Had that big three to start this half. Now drives in right side, off the glass and good for Madison Clare. 5-point game again, 27-22. Here's this zone press. Norwin beats it, though. Christopher going to drive all the way in. Eurostep misses the shot. Rebounded by Miller. Now here's full court pressure a little bit. Now the Knights going to retreat. Barella across the timeline. Going to drive in all the way herself. Lay it off the glass. No good. Rebound for Christopher. Norwin brings it the other way. 3:15 remaining in the third quarter. Norwin leads by five and a timeout taken by the Knights. We'll take 1-2 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Great game thus far. Norwin 27, Cannon Mack 22. 3:15 remaining in the third quarter. Norwin using its first timeout. The Lady Knights still on the bench getting instruction from Coach Brzezeski. You see the Cannon Mack fans giving loud. First ever trip to the semifinals for the Big Macs. The cheerleaders are here. They're doing routines on the floor. You can just feel the vibe from across the way, Scott.
Well, it's a 9-3 third quarter. So Cannon Mack, whatever they talked about, it's working.
Momentum is definitely on Cannon Mack's side. Out of the timeout, though, Norwin has it. Leading by five. Christopher, left side. To the foul line. Kick it back out. To Berger directing traffic. Berger gets a screen. Now dribbles into the perimeter. Crosses. Nice floater that doesn't go, though. Rebounded by Claire. Cannon Mack brings it the other way, trailing by five.
This is a big possession.
Sanders, long two. It's good. Three-point game.
First points of the game for Sanders.
Full court pressure by Cannon Mack, beaten by Norwin. Here's the three by Furno. It doesn't go. Sanders skies for the rebound. Pass in the backcourt. Nearly lost. But Big Mac's able to hang on to it as Barella brings it across the timeline. Babitski wide open underneath. She's blocked. Big defensive play by Norwin as the Knights bring it the other way. And there's a foul in transition. Still trying to catch up to the play. Babitski will get called for Cannon Mack's first of the quarter.
Great block by Avery Brzezeski down underneath the basket there.
That was a great defensive play as Babitski was wide open and Norwin just closed that gap so quickly.
This could have been a one-point game.
Still a three-point lead for Norwin. 2:16 on the clock. Brzezeski directing traffic from the left wing. Comes to Berger in the near corner. Berger, 10-foot jumper. No good. Heller, good offensive rebound. The putback off the glass. That doesn't go. Another offensive rebound and a foul on the putback shot will send Berger to the line to shoot two.
She's tough underneath, too. Berger is.
Crowd getting loud on both sides now. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Berger at the line. First shot up. Rattles in. 28-24. Second shot coming here. That one in as well. Back to a five-point lead for Norwin. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Barella, guarded by Christopher, dribbles to the near side, picks it up now, has to get rid of it, and does to Sanders back at the 10-foot volleyball line. Sanders dribbles it straight on. Now right side, it comes to Miller. Miller creates some separation for three, misses wide left, and it's rebounded by Berger, just not a good look there. A minute and a half remaining in the third. Christopher gets a screen, dribbles left side, kick it out to Furno. She doesn't take the three. She gives it to Berger. Back to Furno. Furno tries to find Brzezeski, cutting back door. It's knocked away and stolen away by the Big Macs. Barella up the floor, kick it out to Claire. Thought about the three. Babinski's going to take it instead, and it's a bit short. Good offensive rebound, though, by Sanders, and she draws a Norwin foul. 1:04 on the clock in the third.
Foul's going to be called on Furno. She's going to check out. Checking in is number two, Josefina Furno. Furno for Furno.
Cannon Mack with the ball off the inbound. Barella, right wing, gets it back to Claire. Madison Claire picks up her dribble at the top of the key, passes right side to Barella, feed into Sanders. Sanders puts it on the deck, turnaround jumper, draws the foul. Faye Sanders headed to the line to shoot two. ...29-24, Norwin leading by five. Two free throws coming here for Faye Sanders. Just the first foul called on Bella Furno.
They called that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's on Heller.
Yeah, that's her third.
Sanders misses the first shot.
That is her third foul. She takes up some space in there. She's very aggressive.
Second shot, no good. Sanders misses both free throws, and Norwin grabs the rebound. 40 seconds remaining, third quarter. Christopher, great move in the backcourt to get across the timeline. Dribbling at the free throw line now. Kick it out right side to Rodkey, who brings it back out to Berger.
This is a really big possession here offensively.
Looks like Norwin trying to hold. Waste some time here. 20 seconds on the clock in the third. Brzezeski lost it. Gives it out to Christopher now. Christopher to Berger. Berger at the free throw line. She gets shut down. Either a walk or a foul or something I thought would be called there. Nothing. A block underneath. Cannon Mack brings it the other way with 5 seconds on the clock. Here's Claire at the buzzer. It's short. And a rebound for Norwood. And that's how the third quarter will come to an end. It's now just a 5-point lead for Norwood over Cannon Mack here in the Class 6A Girls Basketball Semifinals. We're back for the fourth in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. Basketball playoffs on WJPA being brought to you by the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. Norwin had a double-digit lead in this one, but down to a 5-point lead. Cannon Mack got within three in that third quarter. All comes down to the fourth now, 29-24. Norwin with the advantage. As we start the fourth, Cannon Mack will have the basketball.
I guarantee you, Coach Fontana, what he wanted was to get, let's cut into that lead half. They were down by 11. They got it down to 5. So everything's probably going the way he wants right now.
Each team with 4 timeouts being taken into the fourth quarter. Madison Claire started that third quarter hot with that big three. Picks up her dribble here.
First
needs to get
timeout.
Rid of it. Does to Barella just before the time runs out on her. Count starts on Barella now. To Babitsky, who's had a great game off the bench, drives baseline, put that one up too far underneath the rim.
By the way, Heller's back in the game playing with 3 fouls.
Opening 30 seconds of the fourth quarter. Cannon Mack trailing by five. In the far corner, Brzezeski brings it back out to Furno. Now Berger with it. She's been really good tonight. A lot of fun to watch Berger. Dribbling here one-on-one with Sanders. Out to Furno. To Christopher, far side. Christopher spins, brings it into the perimeter, trying to create some space, picks up the dribble, gets it out to Heller. Heller now brings it back out to Berger as Norwin will reset once again. Berger gets a screen, doesn't use it. Jumper, right elbow, rims out. Rebound fought for, and a foul called on Heller, and that's number four.
Four fouls on Heller. Well, now what you do is get it to her. You go right at her. You got to do one. Yeah, they're going to take her out.
Yeah, with 6:48 remaining in the fourth quarter, Lexi Heller with her four fouls will have a seat on the bench for at least a couple of minutes here.
Elizabeth Yarisik coming in.
Barella brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Christopher. Claire with it right wing. To Sanders. Back to Miller. Miller gives it to Barella. Gets a screen from Sanders, spins the other way. Now double team. Sanders going to take a long two, and it's nothing but net for Faye Sanders. Three-point basketball game, 6:20 to play. Norwin with the ball now. Furno thought about the three, now drives in, right side, picks up the dribble, kicks it back out to Christopher. Christopher, straight on, has an open lane, left side, uses the glass, and it's too strong. Rebound to Sam Miller for Cannon Mack.
1 possession basketball game.
Trip to the Peterson Event Center on the line. 5:45 to play in the fourth. Miller gets a screen, going to drive in, left side, scoop shot, high off the glass. That was partially blocked. Great defensive stand there by Norwin. 5.5 to play. Here's Christopher. Lane gets shut down, kicks it out to Furno for three. Off the rim, no good. Long rebound comes out to Christopher. Thought about the three. Brzezeski with it now feeds it into Furno. Turnaround shot goes. Great possession there by Norwin to make it 31-26. 5 minutes to play.
First points of the game for Furno.
Barella guarded closely here by Christopher. Right side it comes to Madison Claire. Claire picks up her dribble. Needs to get rid of it. Does to Sanders at the top of the key. Sanders now dribbling. Takes it to the left side. Picks up the dribble. Gives it back to Barella. Lauren Barella. Dribble around the perimeter to the near side. Hand it off to Madison Claire. Claire tries to kick it out to Sanders. A bad pass that goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Just too strong, and Sanders couldn't get there. Cannon Mack gave up the basketball a lot in that first half. They got down by double digits, but they've done a much better job here in the second half taking care of the basketball and not having those type of turnovers. It happens here as Lauren Barella tying her shoe, delaying the game a bit here with 4.5 to play. Norwin with the ball leading 31-26. Nice cut by Furno. Off the glass, it doesn't go. Offensive rebound and the putback. No good there for Rodkey. Berger now to Brzezeski. That's Yarosik, rather. Now to Furno, wide open, near corner, three, no good.
Oh, my goodness, how many shots are going to get?
Yarosik with another offensive rebound. Furno will try it again, and that one finally goes.
Wow, they had a bunch of chances.
Furno makes the triple and makes it 34-26.
Circle that possession.
Now the Norwin fans come alive here on the near side. Claire, top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Backdoor cut by Barella. Off the glass, too strong. Tip back, no good. And Christopher grabs the rebound.
That last offensive series that Norwin had, they had four shots, maybe five.
Great rebounding effort tonight by the Knights. Barella pokes the ball free. Christopher comes up with it. Brzezeski brings it out to Furno. Norwin can waste some time. Up eight. Just over 3 minutes remaining in the game. Furno creates some separation. Dribbling one-on-one. To Christopher for three. Bang! Ava Christopher throws up the trays. And it's back to a double-digit lead for Norwin. 37-26. Under 3 minutes to play. We're back in a moment after the timeout here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Crowd for both sides coming alive out of the Cannon Mac timeout. The Big Macs have three. The Norwin Knights have four timeouts remaining with 2:57 officially on the clock. Cannon Mac got the lead down to three in this fourth quarter, but now trailing by 11. Big Macs have the basketball here. Big possession once again. Try to get it back within single digits. Left side, Claire guarded well. Gives it to Miller. Cross-court pass to Sanders. Sanders pass tipped away and it's stolen. Christopher going to take it the length of the floor. Off the glass and in. 39-26. Cannon Mac now pushing the issue. 2.5 minutes to play.
11 points for Christopher.
That was a great play by Christopher to create the steal and score the other way. Now Brzezeski fighting for it and she'll get called with a foul. Just the team second against Norwin in this fourth quarter. It comes with 2:19 on the clock.
Also keep this in mind, Cannon Mac doesn't have any fouls at all in this quarter.
Yeah, zero fouls. Got to get to five to even get to the free throws.
Yeah.
They have a lot to give to get there. Now a 13-point lead for Norwin. Madison Clare with it, left wing. Puts up the three. Off the rim, no good. Skying for the rebound is Berger. Norwin going to slow things down once again if they can. 2 minutes to play in the basketball game. Christopher, cross-court pass, it comes to Furno, and Norwin just going to play keep away. Through the paint, Berger, kick it out, Brzezeski to Christopher. They are just playing keep away at this point. A great weave, and Cannon Mac not fouling. Now here's the three by Berger. That doesn't go. Offensive rebound in the putback. That's no good for Jurosik, but another offensive rebound. The Knights have just dominated the boards in this one.
Especially on the offensive side.
Jurosik, she's fouled underneath, and finally Cannon Mac gets the foul call.
The offensive side of rebounding, I'm telling you, there's been a ton of them. I don't have those numbers, but it's 4-1 probably in favor of Norwin on the offensive side.
How about the Knights putting this one away halfway through the fourth? Furno hit that three, and that, I think that was lights out at that point.
Yeah, that one possession where they had five shots, they kept getting the rebound, they kept popping it out. They took like three three-pointers, and they kept getting the rebound. And you just knew right then and there that it was not going to work out.
Big Mac's foul again. That's two. 1:20 on the clock now. And there's a third. That one on Lauren Barella. Third straight trip here to the semifinals for the Norwin Knights, trying to go back-to-back in the WPIL championship. Just a minute 17 now away from Another trip to the Pete. And it's just keep away. Another foul.
They have no choice. That's the only way they're going to get the ball back.
Yeah, that's four fouls now on Cannon Mack. So quickly running those up. We'll need one more before you start to the foul line. Inbound, knocked away by Ross. A kicked ball. Keeps it with Norwin. Off the foot of Ross. Get the inbound in to Christopher. Cannon Mack not picking up this fifth foul quite yet. Another 10 seconds off the clock. And Norwin just playing keep away. And there Barella finally fouls with 58 seconds remaining. And it will finally put Norwin at the free throw line. So going into that final 2 minutes, no fouls on the clock did not help Cannon Mack. But a 13-point lead already for Norwin. The Knights.
Going to put Furno to the line who hit that big three on that possession.
Hits the first free throw, makes it 40-26.
I'm going to give, you got to give Cannon Mack a lot of credit coming out in that third quarter the way they did. They got it down. That one's good as well.
Furno makes them both. 41-26, final minute. Cannon Mack had gotten within three late in the fourth quarter, but a great run by Norwin to earn another trip to the Peterson Event Center.
And they had possession to tie the game.
40 seconds remaining. Loose basketball off the hands of Berger. Norwin not letting Cannon Mack get any easy shots here.
So now Cannon Mack's not done. They got a game Thursday.
That's right. Season does not come to an end.
No, they got a consolation game. Go to state.
Pass tipped away. Coming up with it, who else but Berger. Great game tonight for Kendall Berger. 23 seconds on the clock. Make it 22, and another foul will put Norwin back at the free throw line. Final score is not going to look quite as close as this game was late in the fourth quarter, but a great end for the Norwin Knights. And now the substitutes coming in for Norwin. The five reserves as the starters are going to come out. Furno at the line. First shot off the rim, no good. And a standing ovation from the Norwin fans and from the Cannon Mack fans as the Cannon Mack starters come out as well. Norwin headed back to the Peterson Event Center to play for a WPIL championship. Looking for two straight. We'll play the winner of Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon. That game underway right now. Second shot. Good there by Furno. She'll come out. 42-26, 22 seconds on the clock. Not enough tonight for the Big Macs. They got down double digits in that first half and unable to overcome that. Got within three in the second. But Norwin putting it away down the stretch, and that's what a clutch senior team does. Final 5 seconds, a three-point shot put up by Cannon Mack. Norwin grabs the rebound, and that's your ball game. The Norwin Knights are headed back to the Peterson Event Center. They'll play for another WPIAL championship. They defeat the Cannon Mack Big Macs 42-26. When we come back, we'll name our Washington County College Center player of the game and recap this one for you on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Bear from Bud Bear Buick GMC. We are professional grade. We have over 150 new Buicks and GMCs available for delivery. 24s, 25s, small SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to one ton, gas, diesel, electric, great rates, great incentives. Come on up, save some money, and drive one home today. Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. Bud Bear.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Back here at Mount Lebanon, Norwin defeats Cannon McMillan 42-26 in the girls' Class 6A basketball semifinals. Norwin took a 13-6 lead after one, got up by double digits even at halftime, 24-13. Cannon Mack battled back, got within three in the third, got within three there late, midway through the fourth quarter. But the Norwin Knights able to just put their head down, do what they do, and secure the victory. They move on to the WPIL championship.
Yeah, it was Ava Christopher and Bella Furno at the end there that kind of took over there in that fourth quarter. They outscored the Big Macs 11-2 in that last period. And that was kind of the demise of the Big Macs there. After the Big Macs down 11 at halftime, cut it in half, got it down to five, as you mentioned. But then that defense kind of smothered and shots not falling for Cannon Mack and everything. That was that one big possession really was the turning point of this basketball game, where the Knights had like five goes at it and finally they knocked down to three.
Bunch of defensive stands as well when it was down to three. Cannon Mack had a couple of chances. The Brzezinski big block down there. I mean, Norwin just stepped up when they needed to in this ball game, and really just a great effort by them. Layton to put it away. I mean, that's what senior teams do. That's what experienced and mature teams do. They put the basketball game away when they have to.
Yeah, and they did. And you know what? They did a nice job. You got to give it credit's due. I mean, there's a reason they're the number one seed.
Yep.
So, and they showed it here, especially in that fourth period.
It's time to name our CCBC, Washington County College Center, player of the game.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Really impressed tonight with a bunch of different efforts, but Kendall Berger stands out to me, Scott. She's our Washington County College Center CCBC player of the game.
Oh, she did a great job. 18 points. She was 5-for-6 at the line. She knocked down three threes. She pressured on defense. She played one whale of a basketball game for him.
Oh, no doubt. But really, Ava Carpenter looked good. Bella Furno looked good. I mean, they played. Lexi Heller was on the bench a good bit with a little bit of foul trouble there.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Norwin filled those gaps pretty easily.
Yeah, and it was Christopher and Inferno in the second half.
Yeah.
They're the ones that kind of took over that basketball game, because Berger only had 5 points in the second half. I mean, she controlled that whole first half and set the stage and got everything going. But that second half, though, it was Christopher and Inferno who kind of stepped it up.
We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll talk about what's left for our coverage on WJPA and NFHS, as well as we'll lay out what's ahead for Cannon Mack, because the season's not done. More postgame here in a minute on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sorting fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy.
Mm.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Norwin with the win will move on to play in the WPIL championship game against the winner of Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon. That game will be played on Saturday, March 1st at 5 p.m. again at the Peterson Event Center. But the season's not over for Cannon Mack. Despite the loss tonight, they still have to play a consolation game. In that consolation game, they'll play the loser of Upper St. Clair and Mount Lebanon. That game will be played on Thursday at a time and place to be determined, but Thursday night, February 27th, the winner of that one gets the WPIL's third qualifier out of Class 6A. The loser of that consolation game goes home. So not done for the Big Macs. Scott, it's hard after a tough defeat like that to turn around and now you got to go play for a chance at the state playoffs.
Yeah, it is, and it's tough, but I'm sure Coach Fontana will have them ready to go, and probably a game that might probably head to Peters Township. That makes the most sense if Peters is available that night. That's probably a good spot for that one.
Our coverage continues tonight. Coming up next, we'll pick it up here on WJPA AM 1450. It's underway now on 95.3 FM. The 5A boys semifinal between Peters Township and Mars area. Bob Gregg and Tom Drakely have that call for you. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Class 2A seventh place game between Laurel and Chartiers Houston. That game being played at 6:45. Airtime 6:45. The game 7:00. Winner clinches a state playoff berth in Class 2A girls. The loser is eliminated. And my guess is, I can't say this for sure, but WJPA will probably have the Cannon McMillan consolation game on Thursday night. We know we'll have the Peters Championship game and the girls who have already made it to the Peterson Event Center on the radio, as well as if the Peters boys would happen to win tonight. Scott, always good to be with you, my friend.
Always.
We've got another game here we've got to get ready for on NFHS, Montour and Chartiers Valley in the Class 5A boys semifinal. Always enjoy being on the air with you, buddy.
No problem. I love it.
Tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by The Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Bud Bear Buick GMC, Route 19 South, Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. For my partner Scott Moore, I'm Nate Rigotti, signing off from Mount Lebanon. Thanks to our producer, Eric Bennett, our cameraman, Cameron Pitts, Pritz, and Chris Fox, and our producer in our downtown Washington studios, Jacob Knisner. The Norwin Knights head to the WPIL Championship. Cannon Mack heads to the consolations in the Class 6A WPIAL playoffs. Final score tonight, Norwin 42, Cannon Mack 26.